Hi there. You are now listening to 15 Minutes.Today. You are now listening to John. And today being a Wednesday, you guys know it's 15 Minutes Cafe today. 每周三来到 15 Minutes Cafe 英语咖啡馆，喝一杯老师们的本周主题特调，一起探讨国际文化时事、职涯、网络和音乐等多元主题，轻松吸收主题相关的词汇、惯用语和常用例句。还有我们的 VIP members， 还有可以得到我们的学习笔记。好的。 Let's get on with today's 15 Minutes Cafe, and we have a person that you guys have been asking for a while, and let's welcome back Angel!
Hello, this is Angel!
That's right, Angel, where have you been the last 2 months?
I was so busy with my promotion test.
Okay, so there was a promotion test?
Yes.
Okay, and how long did that take?
Actually, just like 2 hours, but you need to prepare it for like 2 months.
All right. So it's a 2 hour test that you had to prepare for 2 months.
Yes.
Why 2 months?
Because you need to pass the knowledge test, and the knowledge test covers everything. You know, I'm a mechanic right now. I know how to fix the airplane. So that's in our test.
Okay. So part of your test involves knowing the mechanics.
Right.
Of an airplane.
Airplane.
And now you can fix a plane. Well, tweak a plane, or perhaps to debug, troubleshoot, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Yeah, but more importantly, because it's going to be higher positions, so you need to know more about the company. So now I have to know about our loyalty program, you know, those members, those kind of beneficial things. And also you need to know the airport, facilities of the airports, and so many things like that. So
very, covers very nice.
A lot of aspects. So I need to study for 2 months.
Very soon in the coming episode, we might get you again to talk about some of the interesting trivia that you picked up in your tests. But today we're not going to go there because it's still sort of fresh in your memory. We don't want to give you PTSD.
Ah, thank you.
Right? We want you to recover first, and then you can. We don't want you to keep reviewing about
your test prep.
Yeah. So a little bit of interesting topic, and this is something that I thought is very, very relevant. You have done during this same period, right? Mm-hmm. Not only did you do the tests, but you also took a couple consecutive trips of long-haul flights.
Right. Super long-haul flights.
Super
long-haul. Ultra long.
Okay, yeah. Ultra long-haul. And let's quickly define what a long-haul flight is. For me, flying from Taoyuan to Johannesburg, and this is Taiwan to South Africa,
right,
via Hong Kong, is a 16-hour long-haul flight. So to me, a long-haul flight is 16 hours. So what is a long-haul flight to a flight attendant?
So basically, long-haul flights fly above 8 hours. It's considered a long-haul flight.
Eight hours?
Yeah,
okay.
8 hours. So if a flight is up more than 16 hours, that's how we call the ultra-long-haul flight.
Oh, so I experienced the ultra-long-haul flight. Okay.
Yeah, the one you are taking is via Hong Kong, so that means that you have transferred the flight, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then it's 1 hour and a half, and then 12 hours, right? 12 hours from Hong Kong to... Okay,
yes.
So that's long-haul. A long-haul plus show flights.
Okay. So a short one, yes. So I had to transit, right? A short one to Hong Kong, and then I had to transit to a long haul.
Do you prefer like direct flight or transit one stop?
No direct flight ever. We don't have a direct flight. So it's either via Hong Kong or Singapore.
Ah, right. Too much, right? Too long.
But in terms of pricing, let me tell you, Singapore Airline, if you fly via Singapore, it's almost 30 to 35% more than any other flights to Johannesburg.
Wow.
So back in the day, if you hear any of our friends flying Singapore, they come from ultra wealthy families. You know what I mean?
Those rich families.
Yeah, rich families.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
If you fly something like Cathay, it's very, very good. It's a good holiday, okay?
But
if you
fly, how about even for economy class, still that pricey in Singapore Airline?
Yes, yes.
Ah, irregardless of the class.
Forget business class.
Okay, it's too much.
In our lives, you know, even till today, business class is not a class that I would book for myself. You understand what I mean? I don't have that kind of budget. I'm sorry.
We don't have a need to travel business.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to be very blunt. Just no budget. Okay. I need it, but I have no budget.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about business class later. All right.
Yes. So long-haul flights. And I think that ties in. Well, it's still relevant. It's still relevant here because when you fly a long-haul flight, like a 16-hour flight, when you make a 16-hour trip, a 20-hour trip, a 24-hour trip, if you fly business class, at least you get to raise your legs.
And you have a flat bed to sleep on.
Obviously, it depends on the airplane you take, but, you know, mostly flat, right? If you're not flat, you can still raise your legs.
Right.
However, with economy class, there's no such thing as raising your leg, right? If you have sufficient leg room to get out of your seat, it's a good day.
And I pray for you. Oh, my God. You know, whenever I operate a 16-hour flight or even just a flight more than 8 hours, I was wondering how could people survive that long without walking around the cabin?
When you are much younger and shorter, you survive.
Wow. Really? Wow. Okay.
So my first trip back to Taiwan was when I was 12. You know, there was enough leg room for me
because
on an economy class. Because I was still growing.
Back then.
Mm-hmm. I was still growing. So I could even cross my legs, you know, watching TV. I could cross my legs. And I mean, I could stretch. And the seats were comfortable for me.
For you at that time.
And then my first trip that I took by myself and my first plane ride that I purchased for myself, visiting family in Taiwan, that trip, I was too old. And
too old?
Well,
to cross your leg.
Too old to cross my leg.
Okay.
And also, I sort of overestimated my ability to adapt.
Adapt to the long flight?
Yes. So when you're between the age of 12 and 16, flying is cool. And then when you get over 18 and you start flying and you start facing legroom issues.
Oh.
And then you start facing perhaps the next seat passenger.
A
bigger guy than you.
But it always happens.
Then for 16 hours, that 16 hours, you tend to just not enjoy it. You tend to just want to arrive on the other side.
Think about it. When you were kids, you get to watch the movie for 16 hours long and no one will stop you from that.
Yes.
But as an adult, wow. Okay. So imagine if you're sitting in the middle seat.
Yes.
There is nowhere you can go.
Yes. And I hate that. Sorry. Yes.
I can imagine that.
So, long-haul flights.
Long-haul flights.
Yes, and that's when you wished you had money to buy business class.
I know. But the price is insanely expensive, I can tell.
Yes, it's insanely expensive.
It's insanely expensive. You know, I will be assigned to work in business class.
Yeah.
And at that time, I didn't know that how much
expensive
money
the seats were.
Yeah. I thought, come on, this passenger, they're so demanding. They request everything, but now I know their price. So
they want to eat and drink, and they want some holy light to be shone on them.
I will give them whatever they want because they really deserve it. They've had to pay a lot.
Yes. And think about it, post-pandemic now, can you imagine the ticket prices?
I heard the price has tripled before.
I don't know how people can afford business class today, but I hear all your business classes are booked
full,
now.
Occupied, overbooked every day. You know, some people, they even have, we heard upgrade all the time, right? But now, there are a lot of passengers.
No such thing as upgrade.
Downgraded because too many passengers passed the booked for the business class. So they have no seat then. They have to go back to economic.
Wow. So good for them. They're all making money. I still don't have the budget for business class
in the world.
No, you know what? When you do the downgrade, when you used to get an upgrade, you go up, right? You go from economy class to premium economy or premium economy to business.
Jump to the business class.
Right? Very nice. And then if you're lucky, you sometimes get to go to first class if you're super lucky.
But wow, you have to be
if super you're super lucky.
To get
but
back.
Now today, there's a sure win that you will get downgraded to the economy class bathroom. You can sit in the bathroom. Because economy class is also full.
Oh.
Right? The bathrooms are available.
Available, yes.
Yes, they.
But
they
if the price is half price, I will consider.
You can occupy
there.
The bathroom.
Yeah, for 16 hours, I don't mind.
Ouch. That's enough for long haul flights. Now, here's the thing we have to talk about. I saw this article that says, how do you make a long haul flight more comfortable? And growing up, I just mentioned, when you're 12 to 16, cool. No problem. There's no such thing as having to make yourself comfortable.
Right. You are always comfortable anyway.
I was always comfortable. Until you are fully grown. Then it's not comfortable. Then you have just enough leg room to move in and out of your seat. And then that 16 hours, you sit in that position.
Ooh.
And I remember I was at the age of what? Maybe 20, 21 when I took the flight by myself back to Taiwan. And that was the first time I actually have leg cramps and I have knee pains.
Knee pain.
Yes, because for 6 hours, my knee was in the same position. And then also, the minute I stood up, I think I stood up very quickly and I got leg cramps from sitting.
Okay.
From that trip. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I'm 20 something. I'm early in my early 20s and I feel like an old guy.
So you didn't walk around the cabin? On that journey?
How? I mean, 16 hours, how do you want to walk? The aisles are very narrow.
Yeah, then you have to excuse yourself to the galley and stretch yourself. That's very important.
I suppose you can, but again, yeah, when you're alone and you got a big guy next to you.
True. Or why you just go to the jet galley and find some flight attendant to talk to? They're bored.
I wasn't. I wasn't that much of an extrovert. I was very shy. You know, I was worried that my food were going to get poisoned because, you know, I actually, you know, disrupted what's going on with the flight attendants.
Flight attendant, you mean during a long flight, they are always bored. So if you talk to them, they might be happy.
No, but I hear most of the time I would hear flight attendants chatting amongst themselves.
Right. You can join them.
Right, I wasn't that much of an extrovert.
Okay. So, luckily you didn't have the thing we call DVT, the Deep Man from Mobis.
What the heck is that?
The DVT. It's called Deep Van Thrombobus.
Okay.
Fei Shuan Sai. So, once you keep the same positions for too long,
yes.
And then your blood cannot circulate in your body, so you got the DVT. That's called the economy syndrome, right?
I call it not having enough money syndrome.
Okay. Same.
No budget syndrome.
No budget syndrome. So
yes.
How to prevent this? Because DVT can be escalate that to some...
cause complications because you are missing circulation. Okay.
Right. You might faint it because of that. So the best thing to prevent to it so that you have to walk around the cabin. So that's what I'm always emphasize. Don't stay on your seat for 16 hours.
Yeah, but there are almost 200 to 300 people on the flight. They can't all get up and just walk around. It's not musical chairs. You understand what I mean? You can't play musical chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not like a school where the teacher uses the intercom and plays music.
All right. So
get everybody to stand up and exercise.
We still need to get more money to go to the front, right?
Anyway, so long-haul flight. Okay. So now the key question is, how do we make long-haul flights more comfortable? And this is what the article is talking about. And I thought this is definitely a topic that is that requires a little bit of your input. Because you just mentioned one, right? How do you make a long-haul flight more comfortable? Remember to get up.
Yeah, exercise a bit.
Stretch your legs.
Right.
Make sure you do that. And
make sure you do that.
I'm not sure if it's a good thing that we tell all our listeners out there that they should, on a long-haul flight, they should go and talk to flight attendants. I'm not sure if that's savory, but anyways, it's out there
it
too
depends.
Late. If you're nice and if you're really bored and if the flight attendants still have energy for you, you can strike up a conversation and just say, you're stretching your legs, thank you.
Show your charm.
Yeah.
If you have one. Go ahead.
Okay. Right. So that's one way. And the article also says you got to wear comfortable clothing for a long-haul flight. I don't know in anybody's right mind, when you travel on the airplane today, that you should wear like a full suit, you should make yourself uncomfortable. No, I think today people are very smart. We all wear very casual and comfortable clothing flight. I don't know. What do you see? I always do.
You are the smart one. I always do. Yeah, you are the smart one because I always met a lot of fashionism.
Really? Fashionistas? Yeah. They still look fashionable in flight?
Yeah, they wear all the fancy brands, all the mini skirt, or the one thing you shouldn't wear on the flight is the white leg pants, you know? Those floor length and pretty white pants.
Mm-hmm. The bell bottoms.
But those are a lot of girls who they would choose because it's trendy now. And the miniskirt, these two are really bad in fly.
Got it.
Right. So first thing, it's not comfortable at all. So during the 16-hour flights, you cannot sleep on that. And then if you want to go to the toilet, think about the floor. There's so much germ and urine on the floor. And then if you wear one of those floor-length trousers, think about your trousers, they would end up on the floor, right?
Okay.
I mean, easily to touch the ground.
That mental picture back there was not very nice. Terrible. So don't wear anything that drags on the ground. Let's just put it this way. So comfortable clothing does not mean you wear your pajamas, all right, guys?
But don't do that. Some people, they wear pajamas in fly. I think that's acceptable.
You think pajamas are cool? Okay.
Comfortable. I'm not saying it's cool, but it's comfortable, acceptable. Okay. Yeah, I think people could. Anyway, just 16 hours, you might spend like 8 or 10 hours sleeping if you're lucky.
So shoes, of course, when we talk about comfortable clothing, for me, I think comfortable shoes is more important because your shoes, your feet usually get swollen during the flight.
Right.
So
no high heels.
Yeah, you want to stay away from high heels or leather shoes and such. Shoes that will prevent circulation.
Ah, right. Yeah. And some of our seniors, they say that it's best to wear the sneakers in flight. Mm, you never know that if there is a chance you need to evacuate from the airplane.
True. What about sandals or slippers?
Slippers is not a good choice. I mean, you can wear the slippers in flight, but always prepare the sneakers.
Sneakers is the winner.
Yeah, sneakers is when you are in flight and you want to go to the toilet, easy for you to move around, right? But if there is a precautionary emergency situations, you can wear back to your sneakers.
True. We saw what happened in Japan, so you can never be too careful.
Right. So sneakers, slippers.
Right. The next tip, this article says you got to pack the right gear. And the right gear, they are referring to travel pillows and something called a leg sling, like a footrest looking thing.
This one is weird, but I did see someone use it, this one.
Okay. So pillow rests, I think that's like a very common thing since, I don't know, 40 years ago.
40 years ago?
When I first took flight, I mean, people buy these, you know, pillow rests so they can sleep. But I tried it one time, never liked it. I could never sleep like that.
Pillow rest? You cannot?
Yeah. Nope. So travel pillows, for me, out. I can't sleep properly like that.
You didn't get the proper one.
And by the way, apparently I watched a YouTube video telling me that I might have worn the pillow rest the wrong way around.
Wrong? Really?
Yeah, you got to wear it the other way.
The other way?
Yes. You know, it looks like a C.
Yeah.
Yeah. And usually we think we want to put the thicker side, the thicker end of the C behind our necks. No, you should actually have it in front. Because when you sleep, your head drops.
Right.
And that lifts your chin. The thick side of the C lifts your chin. I don't know if it's true, but I saw it on YouTube. It's kind of interesting. But again, I never liked it, so I won't try that.
Next time you should give it a try.
Okay.
Because I always sleep pretty well on those pillows. I didn't know that they're actually the thick side or the thin side. Do they?
I'll share the video for you.
Okay. So this one is very useful. I think everybody should get one of this.
Yeah, it's very common. You can buy it at all duty-free stores. You can buy it at all sorts of stores. But again, I can never find it comfortable enough for me.
Oh, and also, I have a question for the traveler. So whenever I do the after-landing check, I always found a lot of neck pillow on the seat. Mm. I was wondering, they are leaving it purposely because they don't want to do, they want to take it back home, or they just forget to bring it home, or they just bought it for the flight and they don't need it anymore.
I don't know, but I have to tell you, I think people, it's not exactly cheap, but
yeah, I don't think, that's what I thought.
It's not exactly cheap, but I don't think people, after trying it out for the first time or second time, like me, I don't think they want it back. It's like, this pillow sucks. Yeah, it's not comfortable. You got to blow into it and then you got to wear it. And usually there's this side that usually scratches you and it's annoying.
How about those inflatable ones?
The inflatable ones. That's the ones I'm talking about. The soft pillows are never thick enough. And then the inflatable ones always scratches you.
Oh, okay.
So they end up being disposed. So they turn out to be a disposable pillow rest.
For one-time use only.
One-time use. And the next tip, they say, is you have to sleep strategically. From this article, this is what I did. You just mentioned 16 hours, right? When mm-hmm. you're 12 and 16, you get very excited. You watch all the TV you can. So the in-flight entertainment, you get the remote and you start, you know, turning on all the different movies, turning off all the different movies, fast forward them. And then you go and check out all the sitcoms. And then you play the in-flight entertainment, the one or two games available on the system.
Use up everything.
And then that's your first 4 hours, right?
Only
of your
4
trip.
Hours.
The first 4 hours.
Okay.
And then you strategically decide, how much do I want to sleep? And how much do I want to play?
Tough question.
Yes. And tough then question. To counter my jet lag, I remember, I don't know where I learned this from, or somebody told me this way back, I can't remember, but the trip that I had jet lag going back to Taiwan, I literally did not sleep.
That's what I did.
I did not sleep a wink, and that's how I fought my jet lag. However, once I landed, it was like as if I'm drunk. I was not walking straight.
Because you haven't slept for maybe almost 20 hours?
Yeah, for me, because I live in Bloemfontein, so I have to fly an hour to Johannesburg.
Oh.
So that morning, I have to fly to Johannesburg, and I have to stay in Johannesburg airport for another 3 hours to get checked in, to get ready, and then get on the flight. So technically, I haven't slept for almost 20 hours.
20 hours, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's the length I can back and forth Australia. One round trip already.
Really?
20 hours.
20 hours. 20 hours. Mm, yeah.
Oh my God. So you're like a zombie after the flight.
Yes. So so I couldn't walk straight. I was, it felt very, very much like a drunk.
But when you arrive Taipei, it's only in the afternoon, right?
In the afternoon.
So you can't prepare yourself and then sleep early in the night?
Yes.
So you don't have jet lag when you back to Taiwan?
No.
No. Okay, that's good.
But that the few hours that you land and you go through immigration.
You just want to kill yourself.
And then you take the bus. So once you're on the city bus, right? On the airport bus back then there was no airport express like today. No airport MRT. Yeah. Now it's the airport buses. And honestly, you can't sleep on the airport bus. You're not that tired. You're still sort of half drunk and still woozy from your whole trip. And you're not sleeping. So by the time I would arrive at my aunt's house, it would usually be 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the evening.
In the evening.
And then you grab something to eat. And then it's already past your – it's already midday. It's still midday, you know, 10
still
o'clock at night. So I don't sleep. And then – yeah, I sleep about 12, I think, 12, 1 o'clock, because that's 6 o'clock in South Africa, 5, 6 o'clock in South Africa. Still quite early to sleep. So that's your first day is screwed, done. Like you,
of course, yeah.
You can't think properly. You can't talk properly. You're just like, okay, yeah, I'm back.
The first day, the arrival day, you just think it as a rest day. So yes. Don't make any plan on that day, on their arrival date. So that's what I normally do. So during a long flight, I normally don't sleep during the flight. Or maybe 2 hours. 2 hours for 16 hours.
Mm-hmm. And so it's not comfortable sleeping anyway, because you sleep in a, you're not sleeping. You're sitting in an awkward position. You're just taking a nap, I would say.
Right.
It's not really sleeping.
Mm.
There's no deep sleep. It's very light. And then because people are walking down the aisle, up the aisle, and then, you know, the guy next to you trying to get to the bathroom and all that.
Wow.
So you're not sleeping.
So even though you want to sleep, so some people, they would choose the... So you prefer the window seat or the aisle seat when you get to choose?
If I'm in the middle aisle, if I had only to able to choose the middle part...
The middle part.
The central part. Then mm-hmm. it'll be aisle seat. And then if I have to sit either on the left or the right, it'll be the window seat.
Ah.
And then obviously, once I was fully grown,
mm-hmm.
then it's all aisle seat because... Sometimes I stick my leg out.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I really get major knee cramps. Yes.
So really need to do that.
Yes.
But one thing about the aisle seat that is pretty annoying is that when the window seat passengers, they want to go to the toilet,
mm-hmm.
then you still have to wake up even though you are already in sleeping.
I'm fine with that because anything to get rid of the knee cramp. I find the knee cramp more annoying.
Well, I can imagine.
It's super annoying.
Super annoying.
And then the next point here, what about in-flight entertainment? I talked a little bit about in-flight entertainment. And then back in the day when I was still like a kid, we flew, no entertainment. In-flight entertainment was the best entertainment ever. The in-flight TV was the best entertainment ever. But today we have Switch, we have phones, we have... all sorts of entertainment. And then also, we have very fancy headphones today.
Ooh.
Noise-canceling headphones. Right. From Bose, from Sony.
And Apple?
It, yeah, it's a fashion iPod? Icon. Yeah.
Ah.
And the Apple, what's it called? Apple AirPods Apple Max. AirPods. Yeah.
Oh, AirPods. Now it's Max.
Yeah, the big one. The headphones.
Right.
So you can prepare your entertainment in advance and you can download your Netflix on your phone or your iPad and you can watch it. So I don't know what the in-flight entertainment situation looks like now, but I'm sure we are not short of entertainment today.
Oh, you can bring your own Bluetooth gear and then connect to the in-flight entertainment and you still can watch your in-flight TV or in-flight movie with
Bluetooth.
Yeah, via Bluetooth.
Technology. That is super cool. Okay, yeah. Super interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, the next thing I heard recently is some flights, some long-haul flights.
Right.
For an extra fee, you get Wi-Fi.
Of course. Even Taipei to Hong Kong, we have Wi-Fi.
Taipei to Hong Kong, you get Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So there's no point in really enjoying the in-flight entertainment anymore, right? Because if I got Wi-Fi, I don't need to... I can stream anything I want. I can watch
but
Netflix live.
I wouldn't say it's a good idea.
Why not?
Wi-Fi, it only works sometimes if the weather is not good.
Uh-huh.
So it interferes your Wi-Fi connections. And in-flight, I always encounter the trouble is that passengers are always asking me, I just pay for the Wi-Fi. Why couldn't I use it? Because of the poor connection, sometimes it happens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Wi-Fi connectivity is available... Wi-Fi connectivity is available, but internet is not available because of the connection issue.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You get
Wi-Fi, you don't get internet.
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But the price, let me tell you the price. The price is, if you want to use it for an hour in my company, it's $10 for an hour.
Not bad. Okay, it's not great. It's not bad.
It's not bad. And for a duration of the flight, mm-hmm. for 16 hours,
yeah.
it's $20. So it's actually affordable if you really use the Wi-Fi to send an email or watch the movie online. But there's also a risk. I think it applies to all the airline. That's the Wi-Fi connectivity is not a guarantee. It's not 100% guarantee still.
Okay. So it's not as good as the Wi-Fi you get at home. Let's put it this way. So you must be mentally prepared for that. Let's put it this way.
Right.
Okay, so the next step here, and I think I do this a lot, especially now that I'm fully grown. Mm-hmm. You got to stay hydrated.
Of course, stay hydrated.
Drink. Okay, so this is a tip that I grew up with. Somebody told me the only way to make your long-haul flight happy is to keep asking for wine, beer, any type of alcohol that can sedate you through the 16 hours.
Is it?
Okay, but when I was a kid, you know, I didn't understand it. And then when I grew up and when I was old enough and I thought, wow, that's a darn great idea.
Right, that's a darn great idea.
Because of my knee cramp, my leg cramp and everything. And I thought, oh my gosh, if I were not allergic to alcohol, I would really hydrate myself with alcohol.
With booze, all kinds of alcohol.
Just booze my way through the 16-hour flight.
I've seen drunk people, passengers in flight.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and then I think they are underestimate how the alcohol can work to their body in flight. Because if you are a heavy drinker on ground, but maybe you're not in flight. Because I heard that alcohol might have, you know, stronger effect to your body. Than on ground. So maybe you can drink one to four beer on ground, but maybe in flight you can only drink two and then you pass out.
Yes.
Become unruly passengers.
Become so unruly passengers.
Better. Yeah. So don't drink booze. Don't drink alcohol. Drink water.
All right. So here's the thing. This article says the whole idea of staying hydrated is literally to stay hydrated, not fill yourself up with beer and booze, okay? You know why? Right. Because it says drinking alcohol and caffeinated drinks may...
You want to go to the toilet more.
...lead to extra dehydration.
Right. Because you will need to go to the toilet like twice in an hour.
Yes. And also at the same time, you're not really hydrating yourself. And also in flight with the AC on, it's really, really dry.
Ah, true.
So you are going to get dehydrated. You're going to feel discomfort if you're drinking the wrong stuff.
True. So always carry your own water bottle and ask a flight attendant for water.
Yes, there we go.
That's the smartest way.
Yes.
Do you bring one when you travel?
No, I didn't know this.
You didn't know that?
Remember, I grew up not having... I'm not a native internet generation. I grew up with TV. So if TV didn't teach me so, I didn't do
so. You didn't know how to do it. Okay. You didn't have the course on TV. Okay.
No. And your in-flight instruction video does not tell us, remember to stay hydrated. Hello.
Oh, yeah. We should input that in our safety demo. Drink more water and go exercise.
Refrain from alcohol and caffeine.
Can I? I really want to show that on the screen. Refrain from all kinds of alcohol. Thank you.
And caffeinated drinks, right?
Caffeinated drinks.
You want to make sure you stay hydrated because it's going to be really, really dry in flight for the next 16 hours.
Think about it. If you want to go to the toilet and then think about it, there are 300 or even 400 passengers in flight and you will need to queue up for the toilets.
Mm.
We have limited toilet in economy class.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so...
Been there, done that, yes. So, you know, because you didn't pay for toilet.
Toilet.
You have no budget. If you fly economy, you always stand in line.
If you are really, really in a hurry and then you really cannot hold, maybe sometime you can ask for help from the flight attendant. You can ask for help that, can I use the toilet in business class? I'll be really quick because I really can't hold. They can understand. They're a human being. They will let you go.
Good for you. That's a great tip.
I will. Yeah.
That's a great tip, but, you know, something that I will have to give a try next time. But I don't think the flight attendants will really listen to me. I don't know. I've grown to not just don't piss off your flight attendants.
But that's like, a very good tips. Have I shared with you before? So how to impress, how to give your flight attendant a good impression?
Oh?
Yeah.
Really? You can?
Everybody can. That's a very, very simple trick.
Yes.
So once you get on board, in the airport or any supermarket, buy a box of candy or cookies.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So they can share among them. And then you just keep a post-it on it. And they say, thank you for the fly from 32A, Mr. blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay. And leave a good impression. Literally leave a good impression. Like, here's a candy bar for the crew. Thank you.
Right. How much can that cost? Right?
Okay.
And if you are thoughtful enough, you can buy maybe 3 or 4 boxes so they can share on each galley. They don't have to share the whole box through the air.
Very
or the cabin crew,
interesting.
Right?
Very, very interesting.
And you know what? Whenever we receive the box of chocolate, we will always go to that passengers and ask him or her, is there anything you want? I can bring you from...
Can I make your day better?
Yes.
Yes. And then the next flight attendant will come, I heard your day got better. And can I make it even better?
Right. Think about it. There are maybe 10 or 12 flight attendants on board.
Very, very nice.
12 times better.
Very, very nice. Okay, yes. I will definitely take you up on that.
I will go
to duty free and, you know, stuff my pockets with candy and all stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when I get on board the plane, and then I'll say, oh, here, hi, Alice, you know, have a great day. There you go. You know, just try to be nice and then see if we get something extra.
Of course. Good karma will come back to you, I'm sure.
Yes, good karma. Yes. Mm-hmm. In 16 hours, definitely.
You need that.
Karma will come
back. You definitely need that.
So the last tip of this article says you got to refresh before getting off the plane. And honestly, I don't, because I want the plane to land. I want to go get refreshed in the airport.
Ah.
You know, by the end of your trip, the bathroom in flight, you know what I mean.
I have to admit that. Yeah. Terrible as hell.
Because you've almost arrived at the destination, and that's not when you want to go, really.
And I have to be honest that by the time we're about to land, all the flight attendants, they are too tired to check the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they don't even have the toilet papers or sanitize anything. Yes. So,
So don't go there.
Just don't go there.
Go. No.
Try to hold yourself.
No.
Oh, prepare the sanitized wipe.
Yes.
Sanitized wipe is so handy now. So I urge everybody to bring maybe 10, 12, 20 packs with you. So you don't have to go to the toilet think about the gym. Yeah, please do so.
That's great. So that's the tip. First tip, you got to make yourself comfortable. How? Wear comfortable clothing. I think that's a given. Got to do that. Second tip, pack the right gear, headphones, maybe support neck pillow, your leg sling, footrest, whatever have you. Again, not me. I don't need to pack the right gear. I actually travel very light.
Mm-hmm.
And sleep strategically. So if you are fighting, jet lag, then sure. Then you don't really sleep, or you can sleep like on and off, up to you. You can sleep strategically there. And then, of course, prepare entertainment in advance. I think today, lots of entertainment. So make sure you bring your little iPad or your iPhone and download all your Netflix shows you want to watch on your phone and get that ready. And, of course, biggest tip for me is to stay hydrated, stay away from alcohol and caffeinated drinks and a lot of caffeine and coffee.
Drink more water.
Also, don't get refreshed before getting off the plane. I don't think it's a good idea. According to this article, they recommend getting refreshed before getting off the plane. If you are in business class,
I think who wrote this article, they must travel in business class more often.
If you are flying Airbus A380 first class and there's a shower, you want to shower before getting off the plane. I agree with that. But if you're flying economy, just stay away from the bathrooms.
Stay away from the bathroom.
Just stay away.
Yeah, I would suggest that too.
Yes. You know, take out your wet wipes or whatever. Refresh yourself on the seat, right? Right there, on your seat.
Yes. Not, don't go to toilets.
Don't go to the bathroom. No. All right. So that's all the time we have for you today. And before we go, guys, this week is a special week. It's March, the first week of March. And what is first week of March, Angel?
It's our International Women's Day.
Women's Day. March 8th.
Our days.
Women's Day. So how do you celebrate Women's Day?
Shopping.
You
it's
make
just an excuse
women,
for shopping.
You make women sound like shopaholics. That's not
we
good.
We are. It's not good?
That's not good. That's a stereotype.
This is, okay, but that's a stereotype. That's what I'm doing. Or treat ourselves with a nice cake.
There we go. So it's a day to treat yourself and know, you know, the perks and understand the perks of being a woman and a celebrate woman. All the, you know, women empowerment and all that. Okay? If you go shopping, that empowers the brands. That empowers the businesses. Not the women, no.
But I get joy from shopping.
Yes, the joy. There we go. Guys, happy Women's Day to you guys. And for us, the gents, just celebrate it with the women. Happy wife, happy life.
Happy life. Yes. It's a motto that I've never changed.
And that's the way life goes. Guys, thank you very much for joining us. And then Angel and I will catch you in the next episode. And remember to use your member request form and send us a member's request for topics that you'd like to hear. Or if you have any topics or ideas that you want to share with us, feel free to use the form too. All right? And we'll catch you next time, same place on 15 Minutes Cafe. Ciao.
Bye-bye.